Reverse the EF, folks.
CB4CBA.
How are you doing?
Awake.
It's only at 5:20 in the morning, or you just wake up on your own?
About 1:20. Actually, a little before that, and I realized I wasn't going back to sleep, so I just got up, and I've been doing FT8. I got so much FT8 logged in, I should get some kind of an award here.
That's rough. That's a lot of FT8 from 1 a.m. till now.
And I didn't mess with anybody in the United States. I wanted to, do the countries that were furthest away. It's amazing what you can do at 1:30 on, I was on 80 meters at 1:30, and man, I was just making contacts all over the place, and it was really great. I mean, and people were calling me, and they were piling up, and I was having to catch up with them. It was really interesting, because that usually doesn't happen very often. Every now and then somebody will call me, but I'm usually, the one initiating the contact.
Not surprising, though, because the bands do get kind of quiet, once you start getting past midnight or so. Seems like most of the North American contacts fall off. I didn't participate, but the Straight Keys Century Club had their weekend sprint. And when I logged into the website after, it was 10 o'clock, everybody was gone. I mean, there wasn't a single person logged in on the website hardly. I thought that was pretty crazy, but I can see it. A lot of people getting the East Coast stations they hadn't normally worked.
Yep. Well, I'm talking on my new radio here. This is an ICOM 2300H. Am I sounding okay?
That sounds good. I mean, it's full quieting in the repeater, so it's doing a good job.
It's, I'm impressed with it so far. It seems to have a better receiver in it, because I'm receiving some of the repeaters I had programmed into the Kenwood. I'm receiving them full quieting, so it's a little more impressive. It must have a better receiver in it. It's an older model Kenwood TM231A.
ICOM, they make some really good radios, and I know on the 7300, I mean, people say they have one of the better mics that you can get with just a box radio.
I'm using my handheld with the 7300. I don't plan on changing. Some people like a desk mic, but I'm not real big on desk mics.
I was looking at a Howl, but it would have had to been on a boom or something. I'm just like, it's just more room on my desk. It's gonna take up. So, yeah, I don't know about that.
But, I've got a couple of booms up here, and some nice microphones. They're really made for singing, for recording for singers. But I'm sure it would make a good mic for ham radio.
Got a, oh God, I'm gonna butcher it. It's a cardioid or something like that. Ham mic, and I got a little boom. I was using it years ago when I was working on night shift to, I was doing a little Twitch streaming or something like that. I don't remember exactly what I was doing with it, but I thought about trying to use it for the ICOM, but, you know, to go through the trouble of getting it set up and everything, I ain't really that worried about it. So I just left it alone, and I used the ham mic. So, but, yeah, there again, I mean, ICOM makes a really good product.
And the neat thing about these cords, you can unplug them from both ends, from the radio and the mic, and you, it's just, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a common computer cable connection, and you can buy them that aren't all coiled up, and like if you want to use it in your car, which I have a ICOM in the car, you can just use, you can just go buy you a piece of this cable in black and you know, and plug it in your radio instead of having to have this coil mic cord, especially, you know, I keep my radio under the seat and the control head's up on the dash, so that makes it a lot more convenient. Now that was on my old radio. My new radio, actually the mic plugs into the part that detaches, so I think they kind of caught on to that.
The ASU is in the truck, the mic actually plugs into the base, which is fine, but then the speaker's mounted in the base, so I'd have to run another speaker and whatnot. I wish the speaker was part of the detached monitor for the STM 300, I think it is. I'd have forgotten now, but yeah, I mean, it's a nice radio, but yeah, I wish I could do that more, but the base unit stays down low, and I just got the speaker pointed to where I can hear it.
I've got me a couple of Motorola speakers. I got one here in the house, and I got one in the car, and I've got it plugged in to the external speaker on the radio, so it gives a lot better audio. And you know, with that crazy loud Mustang I drive, sometimes I need it.
Get that. And even then, you can still hear your car in the background every once in a while, especially when you get on it. Oh, Lord. KO4CF.
CP4CPA. Well, yeah, it, you know, what I like to do is go by a wall or a bridge, you know, that's got the concrete wall. And I'll roll my window down and lay into it just so I can hear it.
Here I got a one of the older F-250s, and I love the way it sounds. And just hearing it run, I don't know. That's why I don't want a new one, just because they sound totally different now. But it ain't a muscle truck, but I like the way the diesel sounds when it's running.
Seem to have a little volume problem here. I'm having to turn my volume up. It keeps going down. I'm not sure what's going on there. Oh, Lord, I hope I don't have to send this thing back. But anyway, yeah, I wonder what a diesel with a dual exhaust would sound like.
I've run into a couple people before, especially with the same kind of the model that I have, and I know they can do a modification to it, and it sounds like a daggum jet engine. You can actually hear the turbo going straight through, and that's the ones you'll really hear them just as the turbo runs, and it's crazy. But I talked to a guy one time, I mean, it was same year truck and everything, and we pulled in the parking lot at Lowe's. And we were selling popcorn for Boy Scouts. And when he come out, I asked him about it, and that's what he told me. It changed the whole exhaust system, and that's what makes them sound like a jet engine.
If I had me one of those, I believe that's what I would want to do. there's a guy right up the street here. I live in Taylor's. And if you go up out toward, east toward Greer, he's on the left. I can't remember. I think it's right before Highway 14. It might be 101. But anyway, it's a muffler shop. And I think they do some repairs there, too. But he does exclusively mufflers. And I've got his card. I can't remember his name right off. But he cut my mufflers off for me and just welded a straight pipe in there. And they were right at the back of the car, right at the where the tip, the chrome tips are, and he put the chrome tips back on, and it looks, it's perfect. It's he did a great job. Just charged me $100. I thought that was real reasonable.
In the straight pipes on them, man, that makes a world of difference. I had a Harley. And it was only an 883, that's their little small bike. And I put 2 3/4 inch straight pipes on that thing, and man, it changed it a world difference. I mean, it sounded good after I put those on. I wish I still had that bike, but the way people drive nowadays, I just can't do it.
I got a Honda Valkyrie. It's like the Gold Wing. It's got the horizontally opposed six cylinder, and it's got headers on it, but it does have mufflers on it, so it's not loud at all. I mean, it makes you can hear it, but it's not loud. But I heard one where a guy put straight pipes on it. And I was up at Schroeder's, and they cranked that thing up, and man, that thing sounded like a small block V8.
W Mobile.
Anybody on here?
Good morning, guys. I see, Dave, you can't sleep again. That FT8 must have been calling you.
Pick up, and it's calling my name. Wrong. That's about the last thing I want to do. Well, not the last thing, but I'd rather get back to sleep, seriously. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'm going to try and stay up later. And, of course, I was up till about 10:30 last night, so I woke up at about 1 o'clock, so if that's gonna keep happening, I need to go to bed earlier. If I'm gonna wake up at 1, I need to get to bed at 6 o'clock.
I did, all honesty.
We're HKX.
Go right ahead.
Good morning, Patrick.
How are y'all?
Good here.
Still at home.
I got to take the dog to the vet today at 7:30, so I'll be running a few minutes behind.
Hope he's doing all right. Liz.
Hey, but she's got to go for some tests. She's got to stay at the vet today all day. They think she's got something called Cush disease or Cushman's, or I can't remember exactly what the name of it is, where her liver produces too much of a steroid. So they got to test her for that.
Like a blast. Oh, me. Well, I hope they don't give you any real bad news. And our pets are like family, they... We have them around so long, get used to them, and you get really attached to them, I tell you.
Been around for, I think, 12 years this year, and, yeah, I kind of gotten attached to her, but if it's something major, then I don't know what we're going to do.
Somebody else jump in there, Ken. Ken, go ahead.
Pay attention to this Ford Explorer next to me. He's dragging something out from underneath the front of the car. It looks like some kind of car part dragging on the ground. I guess when it finally falls off, you'll figure out what it is.
I was standing outside that rest area on 385, the one that's in the middle of the highway, and I heard this noise, and I looked up, and I saw this Audi. And it was going down the road, and it was dragging the AC compressor, and sparks were, this is in the daytime, and sparks were just flying everywhere. And you know it was just chewing that thing up. Eventually, it was going to get into it internally to where it lost all the freon. Of course, it had already quit working because, it was on the ground. That means the belt was off, which means it was probably off on everything because it was a late model car, and they were just evidently ticked off and driving it down the road, didn't care.
There's
all had occurred to me.
My daddy had paid for it.
Yeah, or that. You see somebody pulling the tires, the rear tires off their car, it's usually daddy just paying for the tires.
Tires on the Honda lot, and I wonder what changed. Now they moved all the pre-owns over onto the new side.
Ken, I think we doubled.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said KO4HKX, and it's the calm before the storm.
FW. Yeah, no, they moved all the pre-owned over into the, mixed them in with the new ones, it looks like. Nothing on the lot.
You move stuff around, make it look, a lot more like they got a lot more inventory than they actually do. Of course, you can, in some places, you can buy a new car as cheap as you can buy a used one.
I'm going to buy either one right now. It just, that's going to be ugly.
She acquired me a scooter. She used 1500cc, but I think it gets about 100 miles a gallon, so I may be riding it for a while.
Did you figure out how to get your radio mounted in it?
It'd be exciting. It could, the battery could run the radio. It's got a charging system, because you can kickstart this thing. Of course, the kickstart's messed up on it, but I jumped it off with my car battery, and it uses just a typical motorcycle battery. And I've got a charger, one of those big industrial chargers like they use at the dealership, and I'm gonna put it on there on a low voltage and give it a slow charge and see if it'll recover.
I'm kicking my butt this morning,
Andrew. So how am I sounding this morning?
Hey.
Redone my antenna here at the house there Friday, and I'm talking to you on 10 watts now into the repeater, something I've never been able to do before.
You have a teeny bit of white noise, but it's really not enough to mention. Where are you located? I hit the reverse, and I didn't get you on the input, but that doesn't mean a whole lot.
And I have have a mountain right behind me. So my antenna is aimed straight at a mountain and having to go through it. So the beam is up. I'm talking to you on it right now and replaced all the coax with LMR 400. And so it's doing its job this morning.
Then where you can hit different repeaters, or you just got it pointed at the one?
Nope, got it all working. I can tune up different repeaters, and it works really good so far. I've tried it out on a couple. I can hear one out of Charlotte, 146, 625. I hadn't programmed it in to see if I could hit it to talk to it yet, but I can hear it.
Where is Penrose?
I'm right on the edge of Transylvania and Henderson County, in between Brevard and Hendersonville. If you know where DuPont State Forest is, if you go across the mountain and down into the valley, that's where I'm at.
Been up in that area. All right, I just switched to medium-low power, so have you noticed any difference on my signal?
I don't hear anything, but
sounds good.
Remember the outputs, but I was running 65 watts. And I noticed the radio is getting rather warm. It's got some real good heat sinks, but it really needs a fan on it. I've got a little fan here I could attach to it. I might just do that. But anyway, I've got the manual here. I'll look at it and see what the different settings are. But because I don't want to use 65 watts if I don't have to.
Is lawnmower going?
Running. I got all running except for the charging system. I gotta figure it out. Whatever it is that goes under the flywheel, the plug in is a little bit different than what mine originally was, and it's got a black and a red wire coming off of it, but it plugs into a blue and an orange wire, so I got to figure out which one goes where and straight wire it so it'll charge my battery. But other than that, it's back running.
Good. Now you can go cut that grass.
Push mower, because I wanted to bag it and use some of the grass clippings in my raised garden bed there. And the only thing I wish I'd had a torque wrench, but I needed a 18 foot pounds torque wrench, but I didn't have access to one. So we'll see. If it's too loose, I guess it'll blow it out, and if it's too tight, I guess it'll tear up something.
I have one in my personal toolbox you could have borrowed.
I was riding all over town just looking for a flywheel key.
Like that, just let me know. I kept all my tools from when I was working on cars, so I still have all of them.
Appreciate it. I might get it. I can still reach the head bolts. At least I can do is double check them, right?
Well, if you've done torqued them down, hopefully you got it close and even is the big thing.
Foot-pounds, so I mean, I only had like a 3/8 drive ratchet, and it was only about 6 inches long, so I couldn't have got too much on it.
What'd y'all get into this weekend?
Played in a tennis tournament at Greenville Country Club at 11 Saturday, and then we had two of our grandsons that had birthdays, so we had a party for both of them at 3:00, and that was a blast. And and then it was freezing cold by Saturday evening. I tell you what, I was ready to leave.
That time I need to head on in the plant. So I'm going to say 7:30 to y'all. be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you this afternoon. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, have a good day. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon.
Andrew, KV4CPA.
Have a good day. Maybe catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW73.
Have they closed Texas Roadhouse over here on Wade Hampton for lunch?
Yes, they have. They no longer have a lunch hour.
Where am I going to take you guys to lunch? Taco?
Never eaten there.
It puts them all to shame, I hate to say it. There's one in Greer, and there's one right off of Pelham, almost where Pelham runs into East North, and then there's one down on Woodruff Road. But the food is just, and the portions are just excellent.
Now, they quit serving lunch at the first of the year. I couldn't find any help. Me and a buddy used to go in there, one of the other Matco distributors, on Thursdays and eat lunch, and we had to find somewhere else.
Oh, just let me know. I'll be glad to meet you and buy you lunch one day. All right, well, I'm going to jump off of here, and this radio's not cooling off, so I guess I better shut up for a while. Anyway, y'all have a good day. 73's KB4CPA.
Good to talk to you this morning.
Get you some shut-eye. KN4TFW.
Still got a little bit to get to work, don't you?
Like 12 miles out on the interstate.
With you.
Huh?
Point getting up and leaving the house this early to go sit in front of the vet, because they won't be there till 7:30.
That early. And you know, some of them don't open until later than that.
This guy, he does a pretty good job. He opens early, and he'll come in when he needs to. And, I mean, he's a real good vet. I've been using him for years.
In Hampton, there must be about 5 vets in that office.
He's over there in Saluda, right there off the I-26, exit 59.
And in that hole on Wade Hampton, kind of right there between 14 and the Pizza Hut.
Right there at the bottom between, or what is it, next to Little Caesars, there's a little building, not in that parking lot, but right next to it, that's a bed, isn't it?
What a hole. It's probably 100 yards back off of the highway.
Yeah, he's the one that puts the signs out on the road all the time.
Appointment for mine to get her a couple of booster shots.
It's amazing what we'll do to take care of them little four-legged friends.
We were out taking a walk 7 o'clock in the morning yesterday.
To get their exercise. Mine's getting old, so she doesn't do that too much anymore.
I got mine a little bit off. She didn't even get up, and that usually she wants to, you know, get a snack and go outside and that, but she didn't even do that this morning.
I got the dog too.
The frost, it was that frost that, you know, the moisture in the ground makes ice crystals, you know, grow up from the ground. Them things were like 3 inches high.
Yesterday morning it was, was it 17 up here? And it was cold. And then Saturday was just extremely windy.
My brother, he had a fishing tournament on Kiwi on Saturday, and he was camping there in his RV, fortunately for him, they canceled the tournament, but sucker still went out on the lake. It's like, yeah, I ain't doing it. It's too, too dangerous and that, but they stayed out till noon, didn't catch nothing.
Going out on late Saturday, as windy as it was, I guarantee you that water was choppy.
Tournament fish anymore. The first year it was it rained, poured down rain every tournament. Then the second year it was windy like that every tournament. It's like, you know what? I like to fish too much to put up with this.
And it's making it too much like a job then, and it's just, you take all the fun out of it.
Back to like Lake Cunningham there, where, you know, I get up in the morning, hit it about daylight, spend an hour or two out there, and back home by 10, and then by then the grass is dry and you can do something.
Prices and diesel prices keep going up, you may need that to eat.
You thinking I can, we love to eat brim and panfish and that, and I got that kayak now, so I should be able to do pretty good.
Prices and gas prices down there this morning.
It's still $3.99. And it looks like right here on the interstate, diesel's $4.99 now. And in Lyman, it was $5.19.
Quit going up for a few minutes.
Well, I expect it's going to still continue to climb. I saw that where gas theft was on the rise. People drilling holes in the bottom of your gas tank.
Doesn't do any good to put a lock and gas cap on it. I'd rather them just siphon it out and not tear something up. But I don't know. These guys, they're going to do the laziest, least amount of work they can.
All of those ring cameras out front that, you know, when you walk by on the road, the light pops on and that. So hopefully that's a little bit of a deterrent.
Game camera aimed right at my driveway, so you know it, and it sends me a picture of your vehicle and you and your tag number as soon as you get out.
Figure out, you know, I got one of them little battery chargers, kind of like a trickle charger, and that, and I, when I plug it up to a battery, it like comes on, shuts off, comes on, shuts off, and then after a while, it'll finally stay on and charge. But I charge that little long rider mower, a battery, and but it just wouldn't hardly turn it over when it came up on compression stroke. I had to jump it off with the truck.
Say maybe the charger is trying to ease into a charge, trying not to tear, mess the battery up by just kicking it on. But if it's not charging the battery, then it's not doing its job anyway.
I figured that it must have a short in it somewhere, and that when the battery's hooked up, it drains the battery down. Because you would think, like, on a new battery, you'd be able to crank the lawnmower several times, even if you weren't charging it. You'd be able to crank it for, you know, weeks. But, yeah, it just, you can't hardly get it to crank.
It does have a short there, but some battery chargers are made to come on like that, where they don't kick on all at one time. So, I guess like a soft start. But, so you may want to check into that. If the battery was dead, like it didn't register enough voltage, that could be what it's trying to do.
And the battery, like when I took it there, the guy, I exchanged it, and he said, yeah, you need to check the charging system. And that, because the battery would just way suck down, so it may just be too low to do anything to it.
Smart chargers that you get, they're a pain in the butt more than anything. But they've got built-in safety features to keep people from blowing them batteries up. So yeah, that could be what's going on.
And we had it on there like a 2-amp charge.
One of the old battery chargers where you just turn it on and there it is anymore. So just keep that in mind.
Put that thing back together and didn't have any leftover bolts.
Shipping bolts?
No extra bolts. Everything went back on and everything, so that was a good thing. Had to readjust the valves. You'd have thought it's know, that I wouldn't have had to done much to the valves, but they appear to be a little bit tight.
Sitting that long and corrosion build up in there, so maybe it'll ease up a little bit.
Mine for it was in my little gasket kit, the intake gasket that went on the side of the head. It was a little bit off. I had to cut it a little bit, but that one shouldn't make a big difference.
Any vacuum leaks, it should be good.
We can pull the thatcher around on that. Kind of get the grass ready for this year, I guess.
Fertilizer on it. Grass to worry about anymore.
Long to cut it, even with the push mower.
Oh, and weeds around the house and the bank in about an hour.
My weed eater, the way I like to do it is just in a pump-up sprayer. And I need to do that this weekend too, but now that the time changed, maybe I'll have enough daylight in the evening to do something.
One of the benefits of this time change is that extra hour in the afternoon instead of a morning.
Good morning. It's a lot, so I'll say 73. So hope you have an awesome day. I'll listen out for you on the radio since you'll be running a little bit late this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Ken, have a good day, and I'll keep a little ear out for you later on. 73.